Jesus Christ is the Word of God. It's all this. You know, when I'm reading this stuff of Paul, I'm not just reading Paul. I'm reading to you Jesus. This is the doctrine of Jesus. This is what it means to be a follower of Him. This is what it means to believe in Him. It's not just to accept a set of facts legalistically and say, well, I accept His death on the cross. I believe God rose from the dead. I trust in Him for my salvation. Finished. Faith. That's my faith. It's done. No, add to your faith virtue, and to your virtue knowledge. And knowledge goes a lot deeper than that I just reiterated there about, oh, faith is just these one or two things. Believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead and confess with your mouth. That is not where faith ends. Add to your faith. You can't have, if your faith is just, you know, that. Don't want to belittle that, but that's only a starting position. If you really believe that, you will be saved. You know why? Because if you really believe that God rose Jesus from the dead, then I guarantee, if you really believe that, you're going to study up on the Lord Jesus Christ. And you're going to listen to His Word. If you don't add to your faith will die. As James said, faith without works is dead. Because it's just, it becomes another legalism. It's just, you're just believing in a set of facts that you're accepting as truthful. But it's not a living faith. In the words of God, which is the whole counsel, the doctrine of the apostles and the prophets, the doctrines taught by Paul. I mean, Paul's very clear, okay? Verse 14, for brethren, ye became followers of the churches of God, which in Judea are in Christ Jesus. For ye also have suffered like things of your own countrymen, even as they have of the Jews, who both killed the Lord Jesus and their own prophets, and have persecuted us, and they please not God, and are contrary to all men, forbidding us to speak to the Gentiles, that they might be saved, to fill up their sins alway. For the wrath has come upon them to the uttermost. Now, Paul says Jews, obviously, though, you know, consider. Don't throw everyone into one basket, and Paul isn't even doing that. He's saying the churches of God which are in Judea are in Jesus Christ, for ye have suffered like things of your own countrymen as they have of the Jews. Because the churches in Judea were Jewish churches. It was their own countrymen who both killed the Lord Jesus. Not they only. I mean, he was smitten of God. It was God's plan that Christ should be crucified, right? But they cried out for his crucifixion. Those men, and Jesus dressed down those leaders. I mean, when Paul obviously has in mind the people who are leading the people. I mean, I'll talk about Christian denominations that do all kinds of false doctrines. And there's people out there who are going to listen to me and they believe in those doctrines and they're going to take offense too, okay? But the people which lead you cause you to stray. Oh, and this is what God said, oh, my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err and destroy the way of thy paths. The Lord standeth up to plead and standeth to judge his people. The Lord will enter into judgment with the ancients of his people and the princes thereof. For ye have eaten up the vineyard. The spoil of the poor is in your houses. That's from the book of Isaiah. First couple chapters. I don't remember which one exactly. But that's close to word for word. You know, but the point is, as we learned in Romans, the Jews are, Paul said, Israel are my people. And his heart was filled with content, with continual sorrow for them. Paul is speaking a little rashly here against them. But you know what? Those men who are guilty, they're guilty. Who have persecuted them, they please not God, are contrary to all men. Hey, it's true though. He said, bless them that persecute you. Bless and curse not. He's not cursing, but he's listing their transgressions. Forbidding us to speak to the Gentiles, that they might be saved. You know, we don't want the Gentiles to be saved. To fill up their sins always. I mean, they're doing it to themselves. That's why you don't curse your persecutors. They're already cursed. for the wrath has come on them to the uttermost. But we, brethren, being taken from you for a short time in presence, not in heart, endeavor the more abundantly to see your face with great desire. Wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once again, but Satan hindered us. For what our hope, our joy, or crown of rejoicing, are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? For ye are our glory and joy. See, my greatest joy is to see you there that day when Christ comes, to see you there. You know, I've been taken from you for a short time in my, you know, face to face, but my heart is with you. I'm really, you know, endeavored. I mean, I've used speed. I'm really trying to see you. I really want to see you. I would have come to you, not sending a messenger, but there was Satan hindered us. The enemy is always out there. Not that Satan is some free. I mean, God gives Satan his things to do, right? He's there to oppose. Don't bring railing accusation. The Lord rebuke thee, as it is written. But Satan hindered us, fact, you know. I mean, say, how do you know the children of Satan from the children of God? Well, this is very simple. In this, the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God. So when sinful men get in your way, you know it's Satan. For what is our hope, our joy, or crown of rejoicing? Are not, it's you, you. When Jesus comes to see you in his presence, oh, that's my glory and joy. Because why? It's manifest, isn't it? But it's all the work he put in, the love he had towards them. Then finally see them there on that day. Paul is looking to that great day. And I think about it. Paul died. And he's buried. And they cart his bones around and stuff and all that, whatever. But someday, when Christ returns, he's going to stand up. And he's not even going to really sense the passage of time and all the many centuries he's been dead. And he'll see the fruit of his labor standing there with him, with the Lord. And also, oh, what a number of hosts he will see. What a host shall be made up of those who are the Lord's at his coming.